reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping.
You're now dialed into the Voice of Tor podcast with your host, Luke Hay. The Voice of Tor podcast is brought to you by Westchester Mulch Company and FMF Rental.
Secretly stern as they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going
a couple of quick things I wanted to address before going into the weekend here for the Mad Bass GP. There is deep sand throughout the entire property. You guys, if you missed it last year, you're going to see we have registration, merch, and the podium. All that good stuff is going to be separate from the starting line, and it's separated by a good bit. It is a massive lake, and we are on opposite ends of the lake for both starting and the registration area. We do that just because of the layout of the land. It'll make sense when you get there, but it's an old campground, and there's plenty of parking. It's all flat. Conditions should be pretty good and dry. You don't have to worry about it being a mud pit or anything like that. And again, it is super, super sandy, and I would say it's like riding down at the beach. It's beach sand for sure. So I believe the tire of choice is the Scoop, whichever brand you prefer, but you're going to want to run a Scoop tire for sure. Personally, I don't really notice a difference, but the guys who go fast, they say that the Scoop is the one that you want to run here. So even though it's just a couple miles, away from some of the other tracks, that we run in South Jersey, this is definitely the one with the most unique sandy conditions. So be prepared for sand, and otherwise be prepared to have a good time. It's going to be an awesome weekend. Conditions look like, bright and sunny, nice and warm on Saturday, and then Sunday maybe just a little cooler, but still looks to be pretty good conditions. And this week's podcast is going to be a good one. Got some awesome guys I met up with today down at a special dealership, but we'll get into all that once the pod is rolling here. This is just kind of your little intro and just an update for the Mad Bass GP, because we don't talk a whole lot about it in the pod. Actually, yeah, we do, now that I think about it. So as per usual, I'm just all over the place trying to bring you guys some info. But yeah, we do cover a little bit of the racing action for the Mad Bass while I'm talking to some of the guys in this interview. So, before I forget, I want to include this in the intro, because I definitely didn't mention this later on in the pod, is that we are partnered up with Bike Graphics. They are the series sponsor this year for graphics. We've been working with those guys for a long time now. I've been ordering kits from them for what seems like forever now. My designer of choice down there is Trey. Kind of just got matched up by fate a long time ago. With my first kit, when I reached out, he was a guy I got, and I never left him. So he has never let me down. Again, that's Trey at Bike Graphics. And you guys check out our flyer that we posted last week on Instagram. It has all the contact information and the discount code for Bike Graphics, which is valid for all tour racers and anybody who wants to take advantage of it. It is simply TOR15. So TOR15, no spaces, no special new numbers or anything like that, or it's just or special characters. It's just TOR15, and that is for 15% off full custom kits down there at Bike Graphics. And if you're curious about what they look like, you can check out Tegan's bike when he's out sweeping. Trying to think who else. Oh, the KSR team, the Keystone State Rippers. We've got 1 and 2 right now in the Vet B class, I believe. That is two team riders. It's Mike Anderson right now in second, and Greg Wilson. Those guys have the KSR graphics. And then Max Anderson, he is on, I think he's running the A200 line this year, the two gas gases. That's the brothers Anderson, again, racing for the KSR team. They are totally kitted out from Bike Graphics. Myself personally, if you ever see me down there on the RM, that's a Bike Graphics kit. So they're everywhere, and they're here to stay. So make sure you guys get your stuff looking sharp for the next round. Again, thank you, Bike Graphics. And without further ado, I'm going to get into this week's episode. Okay, it's another episode of the Voice of Tour podcast, and I am in a pretty amazing place right now. I'm seeing a lot of familiar brands. I'm looking at a giant FaZe logo here. I'm seeing a big old Husqvarna logo. I'm staring at a beautiful FE350. I have a special gentleman and a special guest here across from me right now. I have a camera rolling in my face, which is not usual for the podcast, but I'm also completely surrounded by motorcycles, dirt bikes, on-road, off-road, golf carts, side-by-sides, you name it. You might have guessed where I'm at right now. It is DTM Power Sports, and I am joined by...
Aaron Thompson. I'm the co-owner, general manager here at DTM Power Sports.
Thank you so much for having me. And not only are you the general manager, but you and your dealership are the 2025 title sponsor for Temple Off-Road Racing. We are so excited and thrilled to have you. It's been a long time coming that we partner up with you guys, especially after last season. You guys were sponsoring us. You were helping out. You had bikes out and some support and everything, and kind of started to get familiar with some of your staff. They were out there at the races and everything. Fast forward to 2025. Here you are as the title sponsor, man. It is... I'm excited. I just got done telling you right before we press play that you know, most everybody knows that this is kind of like my side gig and my fun time. I don't get to come to dealerships and talk to the owner all the time and stare at this beautiful merchandise. So this is really exciting for me, and I'm happy to be here. So without further ado, tell us first just a little bit more about your dealership, and then I know that there's something very special that you want to share with us, but right now tell me what manufacturers that do you currently sell, and what's your favorite part about being a dealer?
Sure. So we have Kawasaki, which is probably our number one brand. We have Suzuki, we have Husqvarna, we sell Beta, we sell, what else are we having there? We have Icon street legal carts that are big down the shore.
The CF Moto I saw?
Yep, CF Moto is another large brand for us, and again, that's with some street motorcycles and some side-by-sides and ATVs, and that's about it. Obviously, Stasic, we have Stasic here as well.
Triton Trailers, yeah, and you guys are, I think I did see a post on Instagram about some watercraft. You guys selling some PWCs?
We do, Kawasaki jet ski watercraft.
Okay, okay, you know, I would look really good on one of those this summer.
Well, let's do it.
I guess I'll have to go over there and talk to one of the salespeople after this. I think I got a couple other things I need to get before I end up on a jet ski. My wife might kill me. But tell me real quick, exactly where are we right now? What part of New Jersey are we in? And specifically your address.
Okay, so we're 222 Harding Highway, which is Route 40 in Upper Pittsgrove. We're between Elmer and Malaga, southern New Jersey, just outside of Vineland, the, you know, the largest city here in New Jersey. We're not far from that, only a few miles. But our main corridor is obviously Route 40, and that's the main corridor for Delaware and also all the shore traffic as well.
And it's also, what, we're talking maybe a mile from the Dry Branch 40?
Yeah, we're excited. So that was a great event. I think there were two of them last year at
yep,
the
yep.
at the Route 40 Dry Branch. But we're excited. We have tours in our backyard, so it just makes sense for us to be the title sponsor for yeah. tour. And Tegan and his family are just great people, and yep. we're excited here at the dealership.
That's you couldn't have said any better there. They had great people, great organization to be associated with, and where you are literally in your neck of the woods every other weekend, it seems like. So I wanted to give you an opportunity here to share something that you you kind of spilled the beans with me earlier here, and I think BBI said he's ready to put the rumor mill to end. We're going to go live here with some big news. What do you got for us?
Well, so it has been out there for a little bit. We're going to make it official today and then tell everyone that we are going to become, DTM Power Sports is going to become a house of brands. And what I mean by that is we currently carry Husqvarna. We are adding to that KTM and GasGas. So at some point next month, we will have all three
big news
major brands here, and we will be a house of brands: KTM, Husqvarna, and GasGas.
So that has got to feel absolutely awesome. You know, growing this dealership to what it is today, and now you have just secured the three major Austrian groups there. I know it was definitely not an easy task. Who do you go to when you need to like try to put something like that together? Are you on the phone with KTM North America, or are you working through your reps that you already had through Husqvarna? How does it work?
Well, we're working through Husqvarna was a step into that direction for us. And once we established ourselves as a premier dealer with Husqvarna, it opened the door for us to venture into KTM and GasGas. and become that house of brands. But it was about a year in the making, back and forth many times with the KTM group, business plans, financials, everything put together. But we're excited that sometime next month we're going to have some orange and some red here on the floor.
So we're going to be seeing them here soon.
Yes.
All right. That's, you just made probably a lot of South Jersey folks happy. I know that orange is often the choice for the tour racers and off-road racers alike, but there's a lot of other great options as well out here, especially with the Husqvarna I'm staring at right now. You can't tell me that thing's not an off-road machine right there. Might not be the best setup for a tour race, but I know those KTMs, you know, whether you're racing an XC or an SX, you can set those things up to basically cater to any of the tour rounds, whether it be a motocross, you know, mixed up track like we're at Bud's Creek, or if it's like a straight woods race, kind of like we're coming into this weekend here for the Mad Bass. It's a sandy one, but it's all woods. You know, those KTMs are really going to shine, and not to mention the gas too. That's going to be, you know, all the options for everybody, especially for the loyalists, because I know that there are tons of, you know, Austrian fans that will not ride a Japanese bike if they're going off-road racing, yeah. Which I don't understand personally, but, you know, the Austrian groups definitely have a stronghold. So Tour, KTM, Husqvarna, and gas go hand in hand, just like DTM. So that's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait to see the growth. And, you know, you're going to have to knock down another couple walls in here, it sounds like.
We're excited. We do have a plan for some additional floor space. But, again, besides just the motorcycles, we are going to have a full lineup of parts,
okay,
garments, accessories.
Some sport, a little, yeah, you're going to have stocks and parts.
All gas, everything, yeah.
Okay, some hard parts and everything.
Hard parts, all the gear, everything that goes along with it.
I mean, I'm looking around right here. Honestly, I don't remember the last time that I stepped into a dealership and they had this massive amount of selection of dirt bike parts. I'm sorry, gear specifically. I'm staring at, like I said, the Phase stuff over here. We got 100% Fox, FXR, any other Bell Moto helmets I saw up there. You know, the list goes. I'm staring at a shiny FMF pipe over there. It's hanging on the wall. You know, it gives me that that feeling of, you know, kind of raises the hair on the back of my neck just being in here. You know, anytime you step into a dealership, it's just, it's so hard not to have a smile on your face.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's thanks, Luke. This is beautiful.
We want to make everything available to all of our customers, all the different lineups, the street, the ATV, the dirt bike, the side-by-sides, and even the watercraft.
You got it covered.
That they have something here. But also, we want to make it available to our tour racers that they can stop at DTM and gear up, whether it be oil, chemicals.
You could walk out of here completely geared up, step on a motorcycle, and ride it right out.
Yeah, well, our goal was to give them the motorcycle and the gear.
How often does that happen?
It happens quite a bit. We've probably sold at least a dozen units already to tour racers.
Nice.
And quite a bit of gear, especially since we started as the title sponsor. Mm-hmm. We're doing a weekly week of event for every race that is a different sale items going on. So
where can people find out about that stuff?
So it's on our Instagram. We're tagged by tour, so everything's cool on there as well.
Yep.
It's on Facebook, and they can check it out, even some of our stuff online. But it's different.
Every round you're offering something.
Every race,
that's
yes.
That's exciting. That's fun, too. Keeping it spicy. You know, it's not going to be the same $10 off on fuel or, you know, 20% off goggles. It's going to constantly change.
Right.
Cool. Right. That's awesome. You know, you're kind of touching on it right now, but what else is your involvement going to be like as the title sponsor?
Well, we plan on being at a couple more of the local events.
Okay.
That we're going to have some tents set up and some staff out there. We're probably going to wait until we have our full segment here with our house of brands so that we can bring some KTM,
that makes sense.
Yep. Some gas, and some Husqvarna out there and really make a splash
at
a couple of these upcoming events.
I'd love to see it. So, what other, we kind of touched on it here, but specials for those, did you remember, or could you just like specifically, because I kind of just threw out ones there that probably aren't a thing. I said the 20% off goggles and the race gas, but what are you offering? Like, what are those specials on Instagram?
I tell you what, when you get with Chris later on, he's going to have a full lineup for you on some of that stuff,
we'll
but he can definitely speak on some of it.
Yeah, he's the social media expert and the special guy there. So, all right, we'll save that one for him. And this was a question that, you know, a lot of the more aggressive racers and the more committed guys who are showing up every round and really shelling out big bucks might be interested in. Are you offering sponsorship, and do you sponsor individual riders? I'm not talking about the series or, you know, a special giveaway. I'm talking about people who are going to be running a DTM graphic kit or, you know, thanking you up on the podium. Do you guys do anything like that?
We do. We have a select few. many of them are our own employees
Sure, that seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah, most dealers. We probably have about, I don't know, eight guys and gals that run in the tour.
Yeah, I saw a few over there. I saw Felt was over there behind the computer.
Yeah, so but we do have other select few that we do sponsor.
Okay. And in the future, are you looking for riders maybe?
We always encourage the local riders or anyone to send in their racer resume.
Perfect.
And we'll take a look at it for sure.
Yeah, and that's something, folks, again, I feel like I don't touch on enough, but if you are looking for sponsorship and you want to get some support from a dealership or a manufacturer or a gear company or whatever, the best way to do it is to build up a resume, meaning like you would do for your job, but if you're going racing, you know, you want to list out any series that you're racing, the classes, any notable accomplishments and stuff like that. You basically have to give these dealers a reason to get support or these companies, because you know they're not just going to give it out to someone who did one race or just rides in their backyard or something like that. It's you know, you're not a factory rider or anything like that, but if a company is going to give you permission to run their logo and represent them, they want to make sure that you're doing it in a positive light and actually committed to the racing. So it's like I said, it's not for the guy who just runs in his backyard. But if you're coming out and dedicated, especially at tour, you know, that there's an opportunity for that stuff. And it's not just dealerships, like I mentioned. You know, don't be afraid to send that resume to a gear company like Phase Moto. You know, I know Hans is always looking to help out the local guys. So that's just one example. But moving right along from all that sponsorship stuff, but that is important, obviously, because the riders and the racers are what keep the doors open, I feel like.
Right.
Is that, you know, of all of the... you know, equipment in here and the bikes and the gear, who do you, without, you know, I don't want to put you in a position to throw shade at any one of your markets, but is the motorsports and the dirt bike guys kind of like the bread and butter around here?
I would say that it's probably split equally with all the segments.
Okay.
So our street bike clientele is certainly large, and Kawasaki has a huge street bike following, as does Suzuki also. And it all comes into probably just about a little mix of all of it. We have our ATV models out there and our ATV riders, our side-by-side riders. Since we're in a rural area, we sell a lot of utility vehicles.
Yeah, you've got a nice
and certainly
market.
The Kawasaki Mule has been out there forever.
Yeah, yep.
So we sell
some diehards.
We're the number one dealer in the district for side-by-sides.
Wow,
yes.
Okay, that's big news right there. Yeah. And do you have any other accolades like that you want to share?
Well, we're top dealer for motorcycles as well, both street and dirt for Kawasaki.
Wow. There's a reason for that, people.
Yeah, we move a lot of units over here. We're aggressive with our pricing. We offer a great service. Our sales team is fantastic.
With the growth of this place, you know, people that are familiar, I was a little ignorant when I walked in here for the first time today. I didn't know that they were literally just knocking down wall after wall, year after year, for growth to bring in more units, bigger showroom, a bigger service department, and it doesn't seem like the growth is stopping anytime soon.
You're right. We have anywhere between 350 and 450 units of inventory.
Shoof.
So, and then that's it. When I say that, I mean anywhere from a $30,000 motorcycle to a single aluminum trailer for jet skis.
Sure.
So we sell a little bit of mix of everything in between.
Yeah, and that's it says a lot about the character of the place. You know, if people are coming back, you know, year after year, or even if it's after 10 years to replace that old rusty jet ski trailer, it sounds like you've got them all unlocked.
Yeah, and that's what does happen. We do have a lot of repeat customers that are happy with their service that they got from their first purchase, mm-hmm. or second purchase, or third purchase.
I'm a big believer in that. You take care of people, and they're going to take care of you.
Right, and they pass it on. And word of mouth is a big form of advertising as well.
Certainly, yeah. And I did just hear some radio ads, too, I think, for that on XTU on my way down here.
Yeah, we've done some radio out here. We do some events here at the dealership.
Cool.
Some bike nights, some customer appreciation days, and things like that.
I'll have to try and scoot down here for one of those fun nights or fun barbecue days. But
yeah.
I'm not too far. I'm about an hour and 10, so... It's not too bad. Like I said, I'm up and down 40. It seems like more than I ever have been in my life with all the racing going on around here. So,
are you just riding dirt or are you riding street too?
I gave up street a while ago, actually. Believe it or not, when I had my motorcycle license before I had my driver's license. So in Pennsylvania, you can turn 16, get your motorcycle permit and your driver's permit at the same time. But then if you go and take the on-road course, you can automatically get your motorcycle license and you're free to ride by yourself after after that. So I did that. I come from a long line of, I don't get to talk about this much, but I come from a long line of Harley riders. I start with my grandfather, then my dad and my brother and myself. At one time, there was four of us out on the roads. You know, we used to go all the way down to South Carolina, up to New York. Was that
your first bike, a Harley at 16?
Yeah, actually, I bought a Triumph chopper off Craigslist. It was a 76 or a 72 Bonneville that was all chopped out, and I had no front brake, and it actually had reverse side shift and clutch, and it had a single rear drum brake. I'm not making this up. So that was my first one, and then my second one was my dad's first Harley, which was an 89 Sportster, and that thing should have never left the family. I don't want to talk about it. It's a very sore subject, but when you're young, dumb, and have access to Craigslist, you'll buy or sell pretty much anything, is what I should say. But yeah, so Harley's what I grew up on, and I got off of them sometime around in my later college years. I was my grandfather passed away. My brother was living down south at the time, and it wasn't the same without us all riding, and kind of parked the Harley, sold it, and never looked back. And I'll say I'm a little scared to ride on the street nowadays because of what I've seen. You know, it's crazy. When you're young, you don't think about it, but now right. I'm a little different.
Well, if the streets were empty, it'd be great if it was just you out there, but it's everybody else you need to look out for.
But that, hey, the off-road isn't much better because you go out to a tour race, and I feel like it's more or less about navigating the other riders than it is sometimes navigating the course, because it is treacherous out there.
Yeah, there's some bumping going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but hey, rubbing is racing.
Yes. So,
yeah, for now, I'm just sticking to the dirt now. Then I've been on dirt since I was 4 years old. First bike was a Honda Z50, and the rest is history.
Dirt's a little softer than the
pavement.
It is,
yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, forgive you. But the trees don't move, so you learn that once or twice, and you get a little timid.
We see some Harleys come in here. We've had, you know, a number of them over the years for trade-ins. And some of them are weird trade-ins where we have a Harley guy coming in and trading for a ZX-10R or something.
It's a total 180. Yeah. Yeah, he's ready to go fast.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, this has been an awesome interview. I know we want to get some other folks in here before we wrap things up. Do you want to leave us with any thoughts here or anything that you might have forgot to mention?
No, just other than we're looking forward to a great season with Tor.
Likewise.
Again, Tegan and his family are special people. They do a great job.
One of a kind.
His entire staff out there, everybody's been super friendly. And we're excited for these events. And again, they're in our backyard, so it just makes sense
for
DTM Power Sports to be the number one sponsor out there.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Luke.
Yep. Okay, I just wrapped up there with Arret, and I have two more guests here from the DTM family, one you are familiar with, and one you guys are certainly getting familiar with here on your FYP. I got BBI with the FYI. Introduce yourself.
How you doing, BBI with FYI? Look, bro, it's just fun.
So, who are you actually? What's your real name?
Chris Bowman.
Okay, and yep. You're here in the dealer, and what's your title here?
I'm the power sports manager. Here.
Okay, let me see. Pull, come a little closer, maybe, or maybe I have to turn your mic up a little bit. Which one are you rocking there too? There we go.
There we go.
Let's see.
Sounds a little better.
Yeah, a little better. Yeah, I'm trying to get you in. There we go.
Do any little bit to sound better works for me.
Okay, I got you now. I think. Okay, so and then to my right, who do I have over here?
Emily Miller.
You guys know her. Just your 2024 women's pro champ from Tor Racing. You also hang out down here at DTM?
Yeah, I'm a parts associate down here.
Okay, so people can stop in. Racers, you're not going to give any of those other women's pro any parts or anything if they pop in, will you?
No, I definitely will.
Okay, so come in here, see Emily. She'll get you guys taken care of on your way to the races here, especially like I mentioned earlier, it is a stone's throw from the Dry Branch 40. So any of you guys last minute parts or any of that stuff here, stop in, see Emily. And wanted to pick your brain here a little bit about more of the social media stuff. I know that, like I said, everybody's starting to get familiar with you as we are collaborating on the Instagram posts and sharing everything.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man, no doubt. It's good for everybody, and specifically our Tor racers. Tell us about those Instagram promos.
What we did, the first promo was 25% off apparel. I think we wanted to benefit you guys for the rest of the season, and we're going to run a 10% off the rest of the season apparel. Helmets, goggles, gloves, pants, jerseys.
Cool, hoodies, I like that.
Whatever. But what our new special is right now, it's the GTO. It's your gas, tire, and oils.
GTO. Yep. I dig it. Yeah, BBI with the acronyms here. I'm trying to I could drop several of them if I wanted to
it's
right
fun.
Now.
It's fun. Come on, BBI. You are
literally a celebrity right now with those acronyms.
But what's cool about this, so I know a lot of you guys have your campers and everything else. We're going to do 20% off. It's gas, tires, and oils, like I said earlier, but it's also going to include our propane setup.
Okay.
All right, so bring your campers in right before the races. We got you hooked up. We have you taken care of.
Sweet. So 30-pounders we can bring in?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're also going to be some of these tires up to 50% off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So stop in, see what tires we still got in stock.
You know
we
what that
work with you guys.
Brings me to my next point. The tire selection for this weekend, it is definitely one that you want to consider. Emily, do you have any pro tips for what tire they should be running this weekend?
No.
Maybe a scoop for the sand? She's not giving anything away. Spoken like a true racer. I think it's the MX-41. I might be wrong. I could be talking. It's 14? Okay, that's it. Yeah, I was just corrected. The MX-14, that is your scoop tire. So you might want to come down and check one of those out here. Small hiccup here at the sales counter there. You might have just heard that, but it's all good. We're going to move right along. It wasn't a computer or anything, I don't think. So
important.
It was all good. So anyway, that was the MX-14, right, John? That was what okay, yeah. So the MX-14 is a scoop tire. And do you guys have any of those in stock here? Do you know?
You would know better than me, girl.
I do not believe so.
Oh, bummer.
I think we had sold out.
Okay, sold out because everybody was prepared for this race. I'm telling you, it's going to be deep this weekend. If you weren't out there last season, Mad Bass is no joke. It's like riding at Florida. Seems like just around the corner from some of our other tracks, you'll have that more dirt style, like, you know, a little bit more rooty. But here at Mad Bass, it's going to be deep paddle set. Did you get out there last year? Did you see it last year?
I keep my butt in the street. I've tried the woods. Many people can attest that it doesn't work out well.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you have time this weekend and you're
I'll be
just checking it out,
okay,
you'll be there.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, you're going to be seeing what I'm talking about. Some of these, it's like beach sand. It's real. It's really if you're you're
some
in
of
for
that Jersey
a
Shore sand.
It is literally yep. Jersey Shore sand. It's deep, but whooped out. Some good jumps in there as well. But that's all for next weekend. For now, let's just get back here to the awesomeness that is DTM. So man, tell me about like what's your day to day like in here, both you guys. But we'll start with you. Like, so you come in and before you're doing your Instagram reels, what else you got going on?
I'm working with customers, trying to bring more people into the building, reaching back out to other customers, doing sales stuff.
Yeah.
Essentially, you know, trying to just help out in the rest of the store, bring parts more out.
You say, it seems like you got that energy where you're like you just said, you're bringing people in the door.
Yeah. It's fun.
You're a people person.
It's not like a car salesman's job. It's not like a typical salesman's job. We're selling stuff that we enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's huge. That's what I was just telling them. I'm super jealous. I always wanted to try
this. Is one of those industries where you will turn a customer into a friend.
Yeah. And that's
and I can't knock that at all.
Like most of the people in here, you know, are either they're a rider of something, whether it's street or dirt, mm-hmm. or if they're out side by sides or power sports. It seems like is there anybody in here that is
half
of it?
No, yeah. No. Everyone's got a little bit in it.
Yeah,
whether awesome. It's they ride their significant other mm-hmm. rides, they have an end to this.
Cool. Yeah, that's it's like that with everything. I feel like at the races, like I'm always saying it on the podium or whenever I'm talking to people that it's a family affair, and I get
common ground. It's something to talk about,
and I get that family energy in here at DTM. Again, my first time in here, and I'm already feeling like family. I just got to get one of those bikes, I think, and everything will be all right.
No problem. Share with a coffee, Chris.
I said this earlier. I said my wife will kill me if I come home with anything in the back of the truck.
Wait, so. Isn't it supposed to be a jet ski?
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
I think it's supposed to be a jet ski.
I'm looking for a jet ski, maybe a golf cart, and a new bike.
Yeah, I know a guy. Don't worry.
Do you guys have any generators here? I wanted to ask you that.
I do.
Okay, what do you guys sell for generators?
Well, I don't stock them. I can get a hold of the CF motor generators as of right now.
Okay.
I think I may have one or two of the small ones here.
Do they
have to double check.
Like 3,500 or 5,000 inverters,
so.
Like quiet ones?
It's not a big generator here. Like they're, I've seen one or two maybe selling a year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So maybe that's our issue. We've got to bring more in so that people know they're
perhaps.
Here.
Perhaps. Yeah. See, I hadn't even thought about that because I'm in the market. I'm just kind of, my generator this past weekend was acting up and I was throwing my hands up in the air with my Predator, my Harbor Freight model. It seems like
there's
wonderful.
So many Predators out there.
Seriously.
They're inexpensive.
Yeah. And I tell you what, like you get one and it'll work for a whole year, maybe 2 years, and then you get another one or your friend bought a brand new one, you get a weekend out of it.
I think that's why I really don't carry them.
Yeah. It's tough. But yeah, so anywho, I'm in the market for one of those, and I was thinking maybe if I could bundle a whole deal together, jet ski, dirt bike.
You'll
I
don't be think in I need a street bike. Home? Is that where this is going?
Yeah, if I bring home a generator, maybe I won't get killed.
Hey, I got the generator. They just gave me the rest of this.
Exactly.
They gave it to me for free.
It was a buy one, get five.
Yes.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, one day I'll be back in here soon, I think, and I'll be shopping around for something special. I'll be taking some notes on my way out the door here. But how did you guys get hooked up with Hans and FaZe? I don't know to see if he has a gear at any other dealerships, but I know this is kind of his bread and butter.
Conversations.
Down here. Cool.
Conversations. We had some mutual friends in our past.
Okay.
That was a common ground between us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he hadn't been in any stores yet. So we have a lot of your tour racers that were wearing FaZe Moto. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
He's got me in a kit.
See?
Me too.
So yeah, you rock.
How much better is it to you can actually walk in somewhere and put your hands on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's huge. That's what I said that a little bit earlier when I had Eric on talking about just like the sheer amount of helmets on the wall, leathers you have over there for the street guys.
Choices. It's all about choices.
You don't get this really at dealers anymore where like, you know, it's kind of, you know, our sport, you know, off-road motorcycles in general is just always up against it, whether it's legislation or places to ride are disappearing. So that's a trickle-down effect. And also series that are putting on races, you know, those start to disappear. That's,
now,
you know, what
because they limited all the other lands, so now you guys have nowhere to go with it.
Exactly. So it's tough now. And I know that has a trickle-down effect to the dealerships because, and maybe it's like a reverse trickle-down effect. It's like, you know, as dealerships and the support for parts and gear, you know, starts to kind of go away to local spots, so does the interest for locals to go riding somewhere close by. And
now they find something else to do, or they find somewhere else to travel to do the same thing they were doing.
Yep, you got it, yeah. And I hate to make it sound like, you know, economics or more than what it is, but, like, unfortunately, that is the way things go. And it seems like this area, South Jersey and Jersey in general, just has such a deep history with riding in general.
Yes.
And I feel like that is just propelling DTM to new heights here, especially with that big three announcement. And again, with all of this gear, it seems like you guys aren't shying away, is my point, from that stuff where other dealers are kind of, you know, like cleaning the shelves off a little bit and stocking less things and spending a little bit less money. It seems like DTM is here for the rider.
Yes, we are. We're not just here to sell you something. I want you to, you're driving down Route 40, you're going to Stakeout, you're stopping by Heritage, whatever it may be. It's good time. You can stop in and just look around and see something cool.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's one reason you won't see our shelves getting smaller or our showroom getting smaller. You know, it's a passion. It's fun. You know, you're going to come in here, you're going to look around just like you did today.
Yeah.
Look at five different units.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell someone about it, and they're going to come in and look at five.
For sure.
And maybe their wife will say okay to this idea.
Yeah. They might. Yeah, it's just something about it. It's just like a weird energy. I don't know how it's infectious. I mean, Emily, like, did you ever want to or like see yourself working in a dealership before, or was it kind of something that you fell into, or like you? How did it go for you?
Well, I always thought about it. I always thought about working here because I knew a couple people that did, like in the shop and everything, and it literally just came to me. Like, I used to work at Heritage's down the road.
I remember,
and,
yeah.
The service manager came in and he's like, yo, would you want to come in for an interview? And I was like, of course. Like,
yeah.
I've always dreamed about working around dirt bikes
or
like something I'm passionate about. So
yeah.
It was an awesome opportunity.
So are you finding that your knowledge is, you know, of spinning wrenches every once in a while on your bikes at home and obviously being on the bike every day? Do you feel like that is giving you an advantage here? And do you feel like, you know, you're finally maybe found your, you know, you're right at home here? You know,
partially yes, but it was also a lot harder since I started more towards the winter time and we deal with a lot of plows, so wasn't around a lot of dirt bike parts, so I had to learn completely about like snow plows and everything, which it was a little bit difficult, but treaded through the waters.
So you were selling some plow parts and stuff?
Yes.
Some hydraulic lines and some Boss motors. I think I saw you guys are Boss dealer back
yep.
there. Yeah, I'm familiar. Been a plow guy most of my life as well. Unfortunately, yeah. I've had a dad that was a landscaper, and literally when I was talking about plowing or riding dirt bikes earlier, I'm sorry, riding street bikes, before I had my motorcycle license or driver's license, I may or may not have been on the road plowing snow at 14 and 15 years old. Exactly. But no, that's crazy. So you had a kind of learn some more, you know, some stuff you were unfamiliar with and everything. Well, having that familiarity of, you know, like looking through a parts catalog or trying to at least, you know, it wasn't, you know, like rocket science for you, right?
Yeah. Especially with the dirt bike stuff coming in, I'm like, well, I know what this is.
Yeah.
So I can always ask a question or two here and there, which is nice.
Good, good. And I wanted to ask you, because I kind of keep everybody abreast. Everybody knows that, or at least most of our listeners and people who are tour big tour fans, knowing you as our pro champ, know that you were going to the Air National Guard.
Yes.
And you finally have a date that we're gonna, you know, be able to stop seeing you around the races.
Yeah. My day that I leave will be April 22nd. So I'll be
almost here.
I'll be at the next race at Mad Bass, and then I'll be there at the Elmer Tour, but I have drill that weekend, so I'll only be able to be there towards the nighttime. So I'll try to support as much as I can. But
good, good. Yeah, we know we want you to see you out there, but yeah, it's also good that you. I know we've been waiting around a little while here for your orders, and you're finally ready to go.
Yeah.
So you guys are gonna have a spot for her when she comes back?
I think so.
I think you'll find a spot for her anytime, especially a women's pro champion here. I don't know if not many people can say they got that work in here.
You got to take care of those locals.
Of course, of course. And I want to try to wrap here. We're getting up to about our. I try to keep these things around an hour, and I think with everything combined here, going to be just right around that. I wanted to give you both the opportunity. Emily, I just want to say thanks, for always being a good sport and coming on.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I always torture you, and you're always getting the most of it, you know, whether you're in the extreme section or on the podium or on the podcast. You and I have gotten to be pretty good friends here over the past year or two.
Yeah.
So thank you, Em. Appreciate
you being
here.
You've eaten some of my champagne, I guess.
I have, yeah. I'm still washing that out of my my Sitka coat. Like, it still literally smells like champagne. But anything from BBI, what do you got for us, man?
Nah, just good luck to the racers. That's all.
Where can we find you guys online, and what are your socials?
DTMPowerSports.com is our website. You can find all of our inventory on there. You can hit us up on Instagram. You can hit us up on TikTok, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
We're on Facebook. We're everywhere.
Cool. Cool, man. All right. Well, again, thanks to you guys for having me. Eric's back there. Again, appreciate you having me here. And I think we're going to wrap on that one. And I'm going to see everybody this weekend at the Mad Bass. And don't forget to stop in here at DTM for any of your last minute parts and or maybe a new unit. Look forward to seeing everybody.